I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. Guest star, Miles Jump.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go.
Michael Cork actor.
Oh dear, Michael. You sound grim.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just having a bit of a down day, if I'm honest.
Is it because you didn't get the doctor's job?
Didn't I?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh dear. Ah.
Sorry.
That was a series regular too, wasn't it?
Bloody hell. Sorry. I didn't know if you knew. I just...
No, I what forgot. I do know.
Yeah, sorry to have broken it.
When did you find out? That.
Oh, last week.
Oh, God. Well, you could have phoned me before.
I know, I could have, yeah.
Worrying about that.
Sorry.
If we're told these things, you know, it just... You can just get on with your life.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Try as hard as one does to let it go, you know, when you leave the audition room. You don't. And you do sort of almost spend the money.
Right, which would be a mistake.
Yes,
for you.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, well, let's regroup.
Dear.
Let's regroup and
yes.
Hopefully something else will
recalibrate. Yeah. So why were you having a bad day before that?
Oh, just, you know, not having any work at all. And,
any work.
Or indeed any remote hope of getting any work, I suppose that's front and foremost. But and I had a terrible morning. I went to see my accountant. And,
right.
Yeah.
And is that not good?
No. No, he sacked me.
Why?
Oh, he just says it's just not really worth the effort. For either of us. And I agree, sir, I really do.
I can
see what he's saying. I think I can literally fill in my year's accounts on the back of an envelope. Well, I don't think I can. I did do that yesterday afternoon. I did it. So, yes, I literally can do that. So.
Small envelope, yeah.
Well, yes, sort of full scale.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fine. He was just being kind, really. We go back a long way. He's a good friend, and we've been together through all the good years when I was raking in the Simon Tornado. Future people repeats, of course.
Of course, yes.
Good times,
the glory days.
Yes. Well, you know, yes.
Maybe you could get another job.
Sorry.
Just a job, you know, another, not like acting, just another job, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like get a job in an office or a shop, or lots of actors do it.
So. Oh dear. Well, Sarah, it's one thing you have to learn. I haven't done that, and neither will I. That's a very rocky path, downward path, spiral. You see, you start working in bars and you forget you're an actor. Work in a shop?
No,
that's not going to happen. Well, for a start, what would I do if I got an audition?
Unlikely. Anyway, please yourself.
Yes, well, I will please myself. Do any of Margot's other clients have jobs?
Oh, God, no.
No, well, there you are then.
Well, I mean, that's because we're a top agency. So everyone's doing really well, you know.
Yes. Yes, well, I'm starting to realise that now, of course, and, oh dear. Anyway, well, enough of my worries. Why did you call? You called? Anything exciting?
Oh.
at all?
I might have done. But you've put me off now with all that talking. I can't remember now.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Oh, dear.
Can you... shall I phone back or...
Oh, dear.
Well, anyway, look. Have a
think. Oh, I remember. Sorry, I do.
Can't have been anything.
No, I phoned you to let you know that I'm going to be away for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So I'm having my... I'm going into hospital to have my halo traction removed. All the metal work around my head. Ow.
Oh, yes, I do remember. Sorry, yes, the traction skull device. Yes, well, good luck
with
that.
So I'll be in hospital for 3 days, and then I have to rest for a couple of weeks, so...
Okay. Well, Fliss and Margot will still be there to look after me, of course.
But Margot just wanted me to tell the clients not to call in if they can help it, because she's going to be extra busy.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Yeah, she's absolutely tearing her hair out because they can't get a temp. Can't find anyone to cover me. So.
Oh, dear. Poor Margot.
Yeah.
Poor
Margot. Yeah, and now Fliss is off too because, Fliss is feeling worn out because she's so fraught, worrying about Margot. It's just like sort of dominoes, really. Yeah. Anyway, so we did say you shouldn't be too much of a problem because you don't ever work, but she did say it would be polite to let everyone know.
Right.
So that's just what I'm doing now.
All right. Well, it's a bit, yes. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know, and good luck with the hospital.
What hospital?
You going into hospital. You just told me you're going into
hospital. Oh, God, yes. Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah.
And I hope you cheer up soon.
Yeah, it's okay. Sorry to be feeling a bit
fragile. But do you have a think about, maybe a little part-time job?
Uh-huh.
Get the money coming in.
Yes.
I mean, it might be good for you at your age. Keep your mind busy.
Not really.
I mean, you've got dementia to worry about.
Well, I'm not worried about that, of course. No, Sarah, I've told you, I've never taken any other work, and I'm not starting now. I'm a professional actor. You will not ever find me taking an office job. I'm not going to do anything of the sort.
With someone else. You can be my son.
Michael Cork speaking. Michael Cork speaking, the actor, Michael Cork. Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting to say it's HDM Talent. HDM Talent, can I help you? Sorry, still getting used to that. I'm actually one of the clients here. Well, you've probably figured that out, of course. Anyway, yes, Michael Cork, the actor, just helping out in the office until Sarah returns from the... she's in hospital getting her nuts and bolts and screws and stuff taken out of her skull. Probably shouldn't be telling you that either. Patient confidentiality. But yes,
sir.
HDM Talent,
so
can I help you?
Michael Cork.
Yes, Michael Cork, the actor. To whom am I speaking, please?
Well, it's Harry Sims.
Oh, Harry Sims. Yes, of course it is. Hello, Harry Sims. Top of the morning to you. One of Margot's clients, are we?
Yes,
of course it is. Margot's clients. Yes, Harry Sims, of course you are. How can I help you this very fine morning?
I'm returning your call. I had a call asking to ring you back, so I'm returning your call.
Did you? Oh, yes, of course I did. Yes, I did. Thank you for calling back. Thank you very much. I can imagine you're very busy with all your, what you do, the work at the moment, working away in all those wonderful things that you do. Hang on a second, just getting your page up. Harry Binns, did you say?
Sims.
Harry Sims, that's it. That's why I couldn't find you, of course. Harry Sims, of course. One moment. Yes, of course, here's your page. Harry Sims.
Oh,
there we go.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, and what a page it is. Goodness me. You're never off the old telebox, are you? Well done,
it's
you.
It's not strictly
lots
true.
Lots of things.
Of course.
Lots of things. Mock the Week. Countdown.
Quite a long time ago.
Would I Lie to You?
Well,
oh, yes. Bad Move. Don't know that one. Oh, it was ITV. That's why. Sorry, I don't watch.
But got 4.5 million viewers.
The
first episode did. Yeah.
Oh, well done. Yes, all the programmes. Live at the Apollo.
Yeah.
8 out of 10 Cats.
Right, okay.
Channel 4. So again, I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, sorry.
But anyway.
I mean, are you just going to read my CV at me, or are you going to...
Ah, The One Show, yes. Yes, terrific. Of course, that's where I've seen you. You've been on that a few times, haven't you? I've got
once.
You now. Yes, lots of radio, too. Well done for all the radio. I love doing radio. And so do you, clearly. Very good.
Right,
who doesn't,
yes. Well,
who doesn't love the radio? What a wonderful medium it is. Wonderful. Mind you, that is a very old headshot that we've got here. I think you should update that. That's just lying.
Yeah, that's 2017. So what is it that you wanted to speak to me about? Sorry, I mean, it was you rang me. I've called you back.
Yes, sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, of course. We have a casting for you, which is... it's for an acting job, which does seem a bit odd, strange.
What's odd about it?
Well, it's an acting job. It's,
Well, why is that?
I don't really understand.
I mean, I am an actor. That doesn't seem...
Oh, as well. You do that, do you?
Sorry, as well as... Well as what?
Well as being an entertainer.
Sorry, I didn't really understand.
Oh, how to be? You do a bit of acting on the side. You like to dabble, as we actors say. We do talk about you when you come in from the entertainment world and come and do a little bit of acting. On a few bits and bobs and
sorry.
Yes, good. Well done, you.
Sorry, what did you? I can't remember what you said. Your name,
Cork, was. Michael Cork.
Lucas and Cork, Michael Cork. Look, I'm not. You don't mind me saying, I'm not entirely sure this is quite the right attitude. I am an actor. Okay, I've got, quite a lot of television and film experience.
Go on.
You know, when I call my agent, I sort of generally hoping for some sort of morale boost, frankly, rather than to be.
Oh dear.
There you go. Look, I've done. I'm not quite sure why people have this sort of attitude. I've worked extensively in the theatre, as it happens. I've done several West End plays.
Jolly good.
Okay, I've been a lead in a world premiere of a Tom Stoppard play at the National Theatre. So I just think this sort of attitude, if you discount everything else I've done as an acting CV, I am an actor. Mm. Okay, so I think your opinions that they're sort of inaccurate. Okay. Oh, for God! Hello. Sorry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Just
right. Good.
Just because you've got an equity diary doesn't mean you're an actor.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Nothing.
No, I think you said something about an equity diary.
No.
Look, you asked me to phone you. What did you want? Okay. Is Margot there?
No, Margot's not here, I'm afraid. She's flame throwing.
Thank you, Bob.
Now, yes, we do have a casting for you. An acting job at, let me see. Sorry, where did you train?
Thank you, Bob.
Where did you train?
What do you mean?
Well, where did you train? What drama school did you attend?
Well, I didn't go to drama school.
Ah.
Well, it didn't work out that way. Was it?
No.
You know,
no.
Is it? Well, you don't have to go to drama school to be an. I mean, did you go to secretarial college to become a receptionist?
Well, I'm an actor.
Right. Well done. No, I didn't go to.
And the follow-up question, of course, was: did you go to drama school? Yes, I did.
Well done.
Thank you.
Rada. Sorry, what?
Rada.
Ah, right, okay.
Do you know Rada? Have you heard of
Yes, I've heard of the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. Yes, I've heard of the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm I'm one of the mentors there. Sorry.
Oh. Well done, you.
Thank you. Do you do any mentoring there? Do you do any?
Yes, I turn up now and again.
I mean, invited?
No.
Right.
Not invited, but, yes, they always seem fairly happy to see me. I talk to the students in the canteen and, just for an hour or so. So where did you go?
I did quite a lot of plays when I was at Cambridge University.
Cambridge, one of that lot, yes.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, a lot of plays there, did a couple of,
Bit of the Amdram?
Well, it's actually a professionally run theatre.
Oh, right.
You can in their old days, you could get your equity card by performing at the
University
Theatre. Well, yeah, which is where I did. I didn't even know why I should have to tell you this, but I did. You know, I did. I just did stuff there. I was in the Impronauts that you've probably.
Oh yes, the improvised comedy troupe. Yes, Impronauts.
Well, I'm glad you know who they are.
No, I don't know them. No, I just I've got your Wikipedia page up now, so.
Oh right. So okay, yeah. So you'll see that in 2002 I came second in the So You Think You're Funny competition.
Not heard of that one.
Right, well, it's a, you know, if you read down.
I can see it here, but I've not heard of it. So you think? So you think? It's a what?
It's a stand-up comedy competition.
Stand-up.
For stand-up. Stand-up.
Stand-up, yes.
Stand-up, yes. You've got a problem with stand-up?
No, not at all. Wonderful, wonderful. Lovely hobby.
Well, it was, I mean, it, yeah. It was a living. You know, I did it, took me to Edinburgh, did a full length show in Edinburgh Festival.
Edinburgh, wonderful, yes. That wonderful amateur festival up in Scotland. Anyway, I can't carry on talking like this. I've got lots of things to do. So this casting is to play Autolycus.
Oh, right. Ooh,
in The Winter's Tale. You know it, yes. Yes, yep. Yes, it's a play. It's a play by William Shakespeare.
By William Shakespeare,
and
yes.
It's at the National Theatre. Ooh,
the National,
that's
yep.
Wonderful. Where you did the Tom Stoppard many years. Sorry, where you premiered Tom Stoppard back in. Sorry, you didn't give me the year you were there.
Well, I mean, 2010, that one was.
In 2010, yes, 2010. So you'll know the place fairly well, the National Theatre. I wouldn't have thought it's changed too much in a decade.
I mean, I've been back since, obviously. I have worked there.
Yes, I presume that lovely man, Geoffrey, is still on the stage door, so you'll know him.
I'm afraid Geoffrey's no longer with us.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, he never looked very well. Now, do you want to know who else we're putting up for it?
No, not really.
No, I've got the list here
I do not.
No.
I don't need...
No, of course you don't. Of course you don't want to see who else is up for it. That never helps, just puts you off. It would me, seeing all the big names who are up for the same role.
Well, who knows?
Very big names. Uh-huh. He's huge. And these are just from our agency and him. He's massive. So, and she's very big as well. She's wonderful. And that is an interesting idea, which certainly ticks all the boxes for Autolycus, that's for sure.
I did actually say that I didn't want to know.
If you're in Downton, you're bound to put the bums on seats. Anyway, I'll send you the information, and the very best of luck to you, John.
Harry.
Harry, yes, I'll come and see you if you get the part.
Is it a reading, or is it? Am I having lunch with the director?
No, it's probably just a reading. Those days are long gone. Maybe he'll take some of the other people out for lunch, but looking through the list of people who are going, I suspect you won't be having lunch.
Okay.
Have a sandwich before you go in, and be nice and polite, and eyes and teeth, and the very, very, very best of luck to you.
Right, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So
bye.
Please, if there's anything else, please email.
Well, certainly will. Just certainly will. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
You can be my silent.
Hello, I'm Justin.
And I'm Lucy.
And together we are the hosts of Plenty Questions.
It's a very straightforward general knowledge quiz.
We ask you 20 questions, one after the other, 5 second gap in between, and you shout the answers out.
And then you tweet us to let us know how you've got on.
See if you can get 20 out of 20. No one has so far, but that's because we haven't started doing it yet.
But we will. And there's also going to be some fiendish brain teasers. So join us for Plenty
Questions.
Questions.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You can be my silent.
HDM Talent, Michael Cork speaking.
Oh, you don't need to say that if it's an internal call, Michael.
Sorry?
Well, you don't need to say it's you or that you're HDM Talent. I know that because I've just called you from my office.
Fliss's office.
Fliss's office. All right, yeah. So, could you get me a cup of tea and bring in the whole punch? Earl Grey, milk,
one sugar. Yes, I do know, yes. Do you want the whole punch first, or shall I make...
No, bring both in together, actually. Sure, I don't even really need the whole punch until this afternoon.
Right. Actually, Sarah, you've asked me to get you 4 cups of tea already this morning. Isn't it just a little...
Sorry, Michael, I have to take this call. We can discuss this later, OK?
Hello, HDM Talent. Sarah speaking.
Hi, Sarah. It's Harry here. Harry Sims.
Oh, hi, Harry.
hello.
Oh, God, great. Hi, Harry.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Oh, I love it when you phone. You're so funny. Comedy. Comedy and everything.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm not actually great, Sarah.
Oh, dear. Here you go. No, you never stop, do you?
No, sorry. No, genuinely, I am... I'm actually cross.
Oh. Oh, right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, it takes a lot to make me angry, but I am cross.
You sound... Okay. So, how did the casting at the National go, Harry?
It went... very badly.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, first of all, I was given the wrong address by the idiot that you have working in the office.
Oh, Michael, yes.
Right, Michael. Tell me, is Michael a client?
Barely.
Because when I got to the correct venue, which, surprise, surprise, was the National Theatre itself and not the venue that he told me it was on, I was 2 hours late. I rang the office to say I'm going to be late. Nobody picked up, right? He'd give me the wrong time anyway, so...
That is bad. That's not very good.
And then... And I have to say, I can't quite believe I'm saying this. I think Michael did this deliberately.
Michael Cork?
Yes, Michael Cork.
Why do you think that?
I think it because I saw him at the audition.
No.
No wonder no one was picking up the bloody phone. He was auditioning. He was in just before me.
Right, no. How did you know it was him? I mean, you wouldn't have recognised him. No one does these days.
Because they have a list of who's auditioning on the desk at the stage door. I saw his name on it. He was on before me. I challenged him when he came out of the audition, and he pretended to be French and ran away. Is that something he does? He's got like thick rimmed glasses and a pencil moustache. Is that
him? No,
no. Okay, right. So, but he could have been disguised, couldn't he? Conceivably.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. I am genuinely livid about this. Okay. I know, yes. I'm pretty lucky, but at the same time, I would like to be working. Okay. And he has jeopardised this audition. I mean, God knows, there was hardly any focus in the room when I went in there anyway, because there was laughing about how he'd done. It was terrible, apparently, and they just kept doing impressions of him and laughing when I was trying to, you know, focus.
Okay, so I will address your concerns.
Well, thank you. Ideally, if I could speak to Margot now and explain the situation to her, because I'm afraid
Margot's asleep. I could... I'll tell him off.
No,
I'll tell him
no,
off.
No, I'm sorry, Sarah. Telling him off isn't good enough. You can't just tell him off for that sort of behaviour. I mean, you've got to get rid of him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Margot's always talking about letting him go anyway. He's an absolute prick.
He is a fucking prick.
He's a useless prick. I mean, if we're going to get down to the bare bones of it. Rarely gets a decent acting job, and even when he does... he fucks it up. I mean, he's an embarrassment. She'll be glad to see the back of him. We all will, to be honest. He's a pain in the arse. Oh, hang on. He's just at the door listening.
Sorry, are you joking?
No, he's just stood at the door now. Michael? Can I help you?
I didn't mean to interrupt your... the call. Sorry, just...
Quickly,
just to say,
I'm just on a call.
Yes, sorry, just to say, we've run out of Earl Grey tea bags. Do you want normal tea?
No.
Oh.
Can you get some money out of the petty cash tin and go and buy some from Marksy's, please?
Yes, okay, sorry.
Thank you. Sorry, Harry. Harry?
Sarah?
Harry?
Sarah, Did he just hear our conversation?
Yeah. I put you on loudspeaker, so...
Oh,
sorry.
God.
Hang on a second, Harry. Michael, can you come back a second? Sorry, can I just ask, did you hear that whole conversation?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's nodding, Harry, so...
Oh, God. I am... Sorry, if he's still there, can you... Please, can you... Okay, I'm sorry, but I don't... You know, that's not characteristic behaviour. I don't want, you know, people thinking that I'm some sort of monster, the sort of person that rings up and asks for other people to be sacked, because I don't... I'm not... That's not the way... It's just...
No. Honestly, yeah, no, it's okay, fine. Now, look, while you're on the phone... There's a park come up, and it's for a new regular.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So they called earlier to see if you'd be interested in going to meet them for a show. It's called Doctors. It's on BBC One.
What the?
They've seen some old duffers for this, and none of the castings went very well, so they've decided to bring the character down in age a bit, so younger, more dynamic.
Look, Sarah, I'm sorry, but I'm not doing sort of daytime crap. I've just been for an audition at the National Theatre to be in a Shakespeare. I'm hardly interested in
Doctors, going up to load of old bloody... shit. I'm so sorry, Harry. Yeah, no, you're absolutely
West
right.
West Midlands and
oh god, nightmare. Yeah,
crying out
regional.
Loud. I haven't hit the bloody skids yet.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Load of old shit.
Well, apparently, you only go out
Heavy Pencils, performed by Anna Crilly, Tony Gardner, and Miles Jupp. It's written by Anna Crilly, Tony Gardner, and Jack Gardner. The music was by Bjorn Bale, performed by John Nutt.
I just said I'd run it past. Michael! Sorry, why are you still in the doorway? Can I help you?
Sarah, am I still on loudspeaker?
Yeah.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us every day. We do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE 83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.